we've reached the food news part of our program, where we look at what's new in food in Tel Aviv, Israel, and beyond. First of all, Israeli-American peace activist Gershon Baskin ordinarily deals with heavy political negotiations. He was the prime mover in releasing captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit in 2001. But after this summer's conflict in Gaza, Gershon has also become a sort of potato merchant. There is a surplus of 5,000 tons of potatoes in Israel, and Gershon is trying to scrape together funding to send those potatoes into Gaza. He's on the line now to speak with me about it. Hi, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Gershon, what exactly is the program with these potatoes?
Well, a friend of mine who I worked with for many years, Hillel Adiri, had worked for the Israeli Ministry of Agriculture for 35 years before he retired. He did a lot of work with us in training farmers in Gaza, getting them certified for export to Europe. And Hillel has remained, after his retirement, a consultant to the World Food Program and other UNDPs. He was in contact with the Israeli Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association of Israel, who told him about the surplus potatoes that were going to be destroyed. This is a common practice in agricultural unions around the world in order to protect the farmers and allow them to make a living from their work so as not to flood the markets. Basically, in September, October, the new crop comes into the cold storage and they have to empty out their refrigerators. So he said, if you want to raise money to send them to Gaza, they're willing to sell them for half a shekel a kilo, quite cheap. Mm-hmm. That's about one-sixth of the going price in Gaza.
Okay.
So I said, let's see what we can do. And I put together a campaign, which we did on the Indiegogo crowdsourcing campaign. We have till date raised almost $94,000.
Wow.
I'm not sure. The 5,000 tons is what's available. Actually, it went down to 4,000 tons. But I'm not sure that Gaza can absorb more than 500 or 600 tons.
Okay.
We'll buy whatever Gaza can absorb from the aid agencies working in Gaza who will distribute it to the people who need it most. And it's a kind of one-off, one-time campaign to help them. With the excess money that we have, we'll buy probably baby food or formula for babies, something like that, to supplement whatever we've raised.
Wow. How does it work, actually, transporting Israeli potatoes into Gaza? What are the logistics?
It's really not that complicated because 80% of the food, probably more than 80% of the food going into Gaza, goes through Kerem Shalom crossing point from Israeli companies that produce food, or growers and companies in the West Bank. The majority of Israeli, though. And every day there are trucks that cross that border into Gaza from Kerem Shalom. We have to coordinate with the army. We already have a green light from the army. We have to coordinate with the agency that's going to receive it in Gaza, and we're still working on that to figure out which one of the agencies or group of agencies will do it together. Hopefully, by midweek, we will have all the logistics taken care of and get those potatoes into Gaza as soon as possible.
Gershon, if I want to be a part of this project, how can I get involved?
You can come to my Facebook page and see the campaign. You can go on to the Indiegogo website and look for Emergency Food Aid for Gaza.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the campaign is called. And make a contribution. It's with credit card and can be done from all over the world. And we'll be accepting contributions probably until the end of the week.
Okay, super. Well, Gershon, thank you so much for coming on the line to talk about sending potatoes to Gaza. Next in food news. We've been talking about summer fruit in our program, and in the Vanilia ice cream chain, they are taking this topic seriously. Vanilia's location in the Tel Aviv port has been taking some of the more unusual fruit varieties sold in the farmer's market, like yellow watermelon, and turning them into gratifying sorbets. So check that out at Vanilia branches in Tel Aviv. And finally, Michael Solomonov, the ambassador of Israeli food in Philadelphia, has built one more part of his empire. Last week, he opened Dizengoff, a Tel Aviv-style hummus joint in Philly. A plate of hummus there is $9, more for extras like meat and lamb, and you can get that with house-baked pita bread and the bracing lemon mint drink known here as limonana.